Great Tuesday morning, beloved. Today we are in Psalm 111. And this psalm begins and ends with words of praise. The writer lists the virtues of God and reminds us that the Lord is to be praised forever. Again, God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let us begin. Praise the Lord. With all my heart, I thank you, the Lord, in the assembly of his people. How wonderful are the things the Lord does. All who are delighted with them want to understand them. All he does is full of honor and majesty. His righteousness is eternal. The Lord does not let us forget his wonderful actions. He is kind and merciful. He provides food for those who honor him. He never forgets his covenant. He has shown his power to his people by giving them the lands of foreigners. In all he does, he is faithful and just. All his commands are dependable. They last for all time. They were given in truth and righteousness. He set his people free and made an eternal covenant with them. Holy and mighty is he. The way to become wise is to honor the Lord. He gives sound judgment to all who obey his commands. He is to be praised forever. And today's key verse is Psalm 111, verse 4. The Lord does not let us forget his wonderful actions. He is kind and merciful. You know, as we read in this psalm, all that the psalmist is doing is going over and over again the very basic things that God does for his children, for those who serve him, and those very basic things, providing for food for those who honor him, to be able to see his power by giving them the lands of foreigners. You know, God is a wonderful God who is intimately involved in every aspect of our lives. What a wonderful God we serve. Let us pray. Holy and majestic God, I trust in your promises, knowing you are faithful. You are kind and merciful, and your righteousness and love are eternal. I will praise you forever for all of your wonderful acts. Amen. Well, our Tuesday together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Psalm 112, a wisdom psalm describing her human virtues. Until tomorrow morning then, God bless you richly is my prayer.